welcome to the first edition of the All the Things podcast, the podcast where we talk about all the things, everything and anything that we feel like talking about, and you poor bastards get to listen to.
Yay!
First up on the podcast, right now we're recording live from the Heroin Bob Studios in a nondescript place in Orange County, California. With us tonight we have Dan.
Hey y'all, we're going to do the Poke Rap. Alright, I'm going to name all 649 Pokemon for y'all, okay? Alright, you ready? It's going to be a long haul, motherfuckers. Alright, let's do this. Pooch, pooch, pooch. Ditto.
Sitting next to Dan, we have Darren.
Oh, fuck, dude. Dan, how many times have you done that tonight?
Four. Four attempts, fuck you, phone.
Hey, if you're going to say shit like that, you got to make sure you got your mind right before you start saying it. Next to Darren, we have...
God, he hasn't even said it four times. He's recorded it four separate times tonight.
You know what? Normally, I'd be like, fuck you for calling me out. But hey, like every podcast that we'll be recording here, this is no holds barred, no punches pulled. You know, this is the first time out, so much like the first time you ever had sex, we're going to be really bad at it. So.
But we'll call you the following morning.
Because we don't want to be forever alone. Next to Darren, we have Mike. Say hello to the people, Mike.
Hello, everyone. I guess that doesn't leave me much else to say.
You can say whatever you want.
Say penis.
All the things.
Anyways, like I said, we're recording on two trucks backed up to each other.
Redneck sitting on, as fuck.
In Orange County.
Sitting on the tailgates, talking about things. On this first podcast, we'll get to it a little bit later, we have some interviews. This last weekend was actually BlizzCon.
Fuck yeah, it was.
And seeing as how we live in Orange County, Anaheim is where BlizzCon is usually held. And so while we were out there, we talked to a few people, a few friends of ours. There's probably a very good chance you may be listening to this podcast in someone's Twitch channel right now who was on the podcast. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
But we got some interviews. We talked to some cosplayers who happen to be good friends of ours. We talked to people who popped their cherries at BlizzCon. We talked to people...
Not literally.
...who popped their BlizzCon cherries. And we talked to people... who have been there a few times already, like Dan, who's, what, four years, correct?
That was my third consecutive.
Third consecutive. I've been to five straight so far, so. But we're going to get to that a little bit later. But for now, you know, let's talk all the things.
All of the things.
Now, the reason that we're recording this right now is we actually just came from Denny's, where this whole kind of grand...
awful abortion of an idea happened.
All came together. And if you actually stick... till after the podcast is actually officially done, we've actually got the recording of how this was created. I just happened to be recording at the time. So,
because we're nerds.
So, realistically, you guys have probably already turned us off, but if for some reason you have made it that far,
I love you.
And you really care about what we have to say...
Hi, Mom.
I'm sorry for you if that's the case.
Seek medical assistance.
If you've gotten that far... yeah, fuck it. Keep listening. You know,
you can only get worse from here, right?
Exactly.
But just remember, you can only get herpes once.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
So that'll be it for now. We're gonna go into the first segment where we interviewed on the first day of BlizzCon, asking about people's reactions to a couple of things that happened, and from there, like I said, we've got a couple more. So, excuse me. Getting over being sick. Take over Dan.
Cancer.
Yep, we're doing this. Hi.
You are not as good as this.
I'm not as good as Mike. I'm going to give this back to Mike because I'm bad.
I apologize.
I swear my deep is better. I'm lying.
It's October. The flu season's going around, and I've still got a little bit of a cough left, so I'm trying to get over that. But anyway, we'll come back in the middle, and we'll come back in between the two segments, and we'll talk some things. And, yeah, we'll see you guys in a bit. Hey, we're here in front of the Anaheim Convention Center for BlizzCon. It's about 7:15 on Friday night. We're calling this Gorilla Cast, I guess. We don't really have any other name for it. I'm here with three other people right now. We're here with Dan Velvin from World of Warcraft. Say hello.
Hi.
We're here with Darren, also known as Reichenau.
Sup, brah.
And we're here with Katie. I don't Well, you had so many fucking names. We're just going to call you Katie, because that's what we know. How you doing, Katie?
Oh, hello.
So, we've done, Dan and I have done this convention for several years already, and we decided that we weren't going to do it this year because $175 isn't worth seeing something we've seen for 4 or 5 years straight now. However, Katie is popping her BlizzCon cherry. So, Katie, give me a little bit of oversight. How do you feel about this convention so far?
I mean, it's definitely a new experience, so of course I'm excited about it. I'm stoked about Diablo 3, so that, you know, that in itself is enough for me to come in the swag bag with the little Tyrael, so that's awesome. But otherwise, I don't know, the booths and stuff really aren't that impressive, so I'm kind of already over all that. But, I mean, it's my first time here, so.
As the most likely person to continue playing WoW, what do you feel of the Mist of the Pandarian expansion announcement today? I heard you sat in on the panel. What do you think of the panel?
It's going to bring a lot of changes, but I don't know that it's really going to change the whole momentum of WoW anyway. Like, I don't think it really deserves to be an expansion pack. It should be more of a content pack. I don't feel comfortable spending $60 on this because it's just one class, one race, and one new continent, and it's going to be a clusterfuck when it starts, because everyone starts as neutral, and then at level 10 you decide your faction, and that's just going to be, I'm not looking forward to that at all, especially on a realm like Kil'jaeden that's so highly populated. It's going to crash it fucking constantly.
How do you think of that?
Yeah.
So do you think you're any more or less inclined to, you know, be playing more often when it comes out?
I'll probably have to try it out. I might not do it on my account, I might do it on my brother's, but I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, just in case you guys are hearing a lot of noise and trucks moving on in the background, there are emergency vehicles that have just showed up, probably to take out some people who maybe got into a nerd fight, maybe someone passed out. We still haven't figured it out yet, but we do know that there was a stretcher that was rolled out. So I'm sure with all the BlizzCon coverage going on that you guys are going to see somewhere explaining what exactly happened. Dan, as someone who didn't go to BlizzCon this year, I mean, how do you feel actually being here and not being able to get in?
Aside from the fact that the Tyrael doll makes me super jealous that I didn't get to go, I'm not really that worried about it. I mean, from Katie's description, it's probably the exact same thing as last year and the year before that, and more than likely the year before that. I'm more excited about the show this year, which I may or may not sneak into. Don't listen to me, Blizzard employees.
Yeah, me either.
But, I mean, last year I loved Tenacious D, but the lack of crowd interaction it killed it for me. I'm hoping Foo Fighters is better, but nothing will top Ozzy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, Ozzy was pretty sick. That was the best show we've ever had. I mean, to give you a little background, we've been here the last 4 years. I've seen video games live. We've also seen Tenacious D last year. Before that, we saw Ozzy Osbourne. And I think before that was Video Games Live. I don't know if you were there for that.
I wasn't there for Video Games Live, but last year, or year before last, when it was Ozzy, they also had Elite Tarn Chieftain. So that was pretty badass.
And they're back this year.
Are they? Oh, sweet. Yeah.
They're opening for Foo Fighters. So, and Dan's not much of a Foo Fighters fan, but you know he loves a good concert. I like the Foo Fighters a lot. So, yeah, he says he's gonna mosh like a motherfucker. I plan to be rocking out, and if my pants happen to come off, I'm sure it's just gonna add to
the
experience.
Don't be surprised.
So yeah, don't be surprised. Now, Darren is the most quiet person here. What are you thinking? Like, how does it feel to you to not be in the convention?
It's nothing. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the person being dragged away in the stretcher.
What does it look like, by the way? Oh shit, that person looks knocked the hell out. This is a first hand report of the person being wheeled into the ambulance right now. Yeah, it doesn't look like there was bleeding. Probably not a fight. Maybe a heart attack, stroke, something.
They're not rushing. My guess would be an asthma attack or something. They're moving very lacklusterly.
They've definitely got an IV.
If anything, it's probably exhaustion.
Or OD on Monster.
By the way, if you want to talk about exhaustion, Katie came with Sean, who are, you know, former guildies of ours and, you know, continued friends of ours. They live halfway between here and Vegas, and they drove at, let me get this straight, you left at 2 o'clock in the morning last night?
No, we actually left at, I think it was like 8 last night. And so we came down to Upland and went to see Paranormal Activity 3 and stayed up the whole night and got here at the convention center at about 4 a.m. So I've been up for a good, I don't know, like 30 hours or so now, something like that.
Was 3 as bad as the first two?
I only saw the first one, so.
Oh, well, they were all cheesy to me, so I...
It's dumb, but it's a movie, and it made you jump, so I guess the goal was accomplished.
Now, by getting into line at 4 o'clock in the morning like you did, do you feel like you guys got a really good spot for the opening ceremony?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. It was kind of like we got here at 4, and then by about like 6 or 7, you know, this whole area was packed. And then at 10, I think it's like 10 o'clock, they open the doors. Everyone just goes in. And it was just, there was no, like, we were right up front. And I don't think we got, like, any better if we had gotten here, like, 5 hours later. So,
yeah.
That's what we learned. You just show up when you show up.
Well, we had been here, I mean, the years that we usually get here, we probably roll in about 10 a.m., and the line is wrapped around the building, and it takes forever to get in. So that's usually where we make our yearly call to Pecan, which he was kind of pissed that we didn't make this year. Yeah, sorry, but we're going to make it. You know, we're going to call you either tonight or tomorrow. You're at Ren Faire doing Pirate Ninja things. So,
you better be riding an elephant.
Yeah, you better be riding an elephant, Dick. Yeah, I mean, personally, it's weird for me to be here and not be in just because I've been here so many years. But, yeah, I guess it does kind of reinforce the reason why I didn't buy a ticket in the first place was the fact that it's a lot of the same things. And to be fair, I'm over with Blizzard in general. I mean, it's become too Activision for me. But there's always going to be a soft spot for the games. I'm still going to play StarCraft. I'm still going to play Diablo. But I'm just kind of, you know, I guess I'm over it myself, I guess. But, you know, we ended up going to Disneyland beforehand. And, again, we may or may not be seeing the Foo Fighters tomorrow, so that's remain to be seen. But, Dan, speak a little bit about what we've got going on later on tonight.
I'm going to get drunk.
Yeah.
I agree with Dan. Drinking sounds like a lot of fun.
And the 21-year-old Katie over here, what will you be doing tonight?
Probably drinking.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we've got... Surprise birthday. So, yeah, we've got a great night in store, and we'll be getting back to you with some more updates here pretty shortly, although I'm sure nobody's going to hear this within the first week of the convention. But I'm going to try real hard to splice this together. So, anyways, that's it for update number one. We will get back around to you on the other side, and we'll hear a little bit more from the convention, maybe some other people. All right, so what you guys just heard was the first part of our BlizzCon podcast. That was taken the first day, about mid-afternoon. I actually gave you, I think, the fucking time at the beginning of it. So.
Probably.
It's been a few days.
So
just to fill in the blanks between day one and day two, we, after that podcast...
there was no sobriety left.
Yeah. We went back to the hotel room, we pre-flighted, and eventually found our way over to the Curse Gaming Party, which was supposed to be a special invite party, and somehow we managed to sneak
and
our asses
in. Things fucking crashed the shit out of it. Free booze. Yeah. Oh, God.
Dan, Darren, and I are really white, therefore we dance like we're really white, but we weren't dancing like we were white because we had a lot of alcohol in us.
We were dancing like we were mixed.
I think my dancing was good, but again... So, but that was kind of what went on the first day. What you're going to hear now is the recording from day two, and this is an especially good segment because we have lots of interviews from lots of people, cosplayers, for people who have been to the convention the first time. You're going to hear from some guildies of ours giving you their experiences of BlizzCon in general. So have a listen, and we'll fill you in with what happened after the podcast very shortly here. All right, we're in front of BlizzCon Guerrilla Podcasting about a couple hours before the Foo Fighters here tonight. And I'm confusing everyone by starting this without telling anyone I was going to go. I'm here today with Ernesto Rodriguez. Actually, Sean. What's up, Sean?
Good. Just me and Ernesto.
We're here with Faith from our guild. What was your name again? I'm so bad with names.
Josh. Okay.
Yeah. Josh is here, also known as Faith from Aston Bermalis. We're here with Katie again. Say hello.
Ahuro.
Also known as Ernesto Rodriguez. Dan's back on the podcast.
Sup.
And we have a special guest, Lorraine Torres. Hello, Lorraine.
Hello.
So you guys have been in the convention today already. Did you guys see anything special today that you guys didn't catch yesterday?
Not so much today. We've just been watching more finals and tournaments going on.
You guys, yeah, you guys were around for the finals last night. The what was that called again? The
GSL
finals. How'd you guys enjoy that?
Oh, it was greatest. That was the most epic ending you could have for a finals.
How late were you at the convention center until?
Midnight.
Wow, that was going long. Are you guys looking forward to the StarCraft finals tonight?
Yep. Looking for that and Foo Fighters.
Yep, we got that and then Foo Fighters, so that should be a good time. Now, Sean, I talked to Katie yesterday as someone who was out here for the first time at BlizzCon. What's your kind of overall reaction to what you've seen and, you know, what you've had out here for being your first time here?
It's pretty cool. I think as much as we took in, it'll be more fun next year, like, knowing kind of, like, what to watch out for. Like, I think next year we'll probably skip opening ceremonies and just go get in line for something.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Lorraine, you've been here several years now. You're kind of a BlizzCon celebrity. You won the contest a couple years ago. Don't shake your head. It's cool. Don't worry.
Picture of you, so you can't deny it.
Okay.
You've been here for a couple years. You're a big cosplayer. You know, what usually goes into getting ready for cosplaying at a convention like this?
Wait, say it again.
What usually goes into getting ready for your cosplay costume for a convention like this?
Well, you know, costume preparation, of course, with construction, making sure everything's complete, and then of course, getting out here. I have to travel all the way from Orlando, Florida, to make it here. So it's always a feat to make sure the costume gets here, I get here, and that everything arrives safely.
Now, just for the people who aren't aware, what did you cosplay as this year?
This year, I was supposed to be the barbarian female from Diablo 3. I left the boots at home, so I nixed that one and I did not show it. Instead, I wore my second costume. It's a Vitreous Stone Drake, but in burlesque style, so it's a little bit different. No one really recognized it, but I wasn't, you know, I was just coming here to chill this year. I wasn't looking to compete or, you know, wow everybody.
And for those listening, if you guys want to be able to check out what her costume was this year, you can go to g4tv.com. They've got a lot of coverage from a photo shoot that was taken earlier yesterday morning. How much time usually goes into putting together a costume for BlizzCon?
Depends on the complexity. This year, the burlesque costume only took me about 2 months worth of work. The Mistress of Pain, for example, took me almost a year, of work. And it's on and off work, not constant, but, you know, between work and, you know, flying and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Now, people looking into getting into cosplay, obviously it's a huge time sink. But, you know, money-wise, how much... Let's take your Mistress of Pain costume, for example. You know, generally speaking, how much would people be looking to spend on something if they wanted to start putting together something that elaborate?
For Mistress of Pain, look to spend close to $3,000. It's, you know, you get sticker shocked, price stings, but if you really want to do a good job on it, a quality job, it's going to cost money.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, actually, over this time, we actually had a couple more guildies come into the circle here outside BlizzCon. We have Lindsay and Kenny. They're coming in to say hi. Lindsay is, what was your character name again?
You go by Athena.
Athena, that's right. Sorry. I had so many names, it's hard for me to remember. Lindsay, you're a BlizzCon regular. You've been here several times. How does it feel coming back year after year? What do you most look forward to when you come to the convention?
I don't know. I genuinely just kind of enjoy all the fans, mostly, because their enthusiasm is kind of what makes BlizzCon BlizzCon, and being able to meet people from your server, from your guild, you know, developers, or just other people who share the same interests as you. Like, for me, it would be the cosplayers, so just kind of coming back and hanging out and seeing what new content we can kind of get our hands in.
Now, Lorraine's one of your really close friends, and you're a big cosplayer as well. What did you cosplay as this year?
I did my Blood Elf Priestess that I did a couple of years ago, and so because I'm graduating and kind of ran out of time. So I'm pretty much just, you know, bringing an old favorite. It's fun to wear. It's, you know, people enjoy it. Like, they instantly recognize you because you're a Blood Elf, obviously. So, and plus, I think, to me, Burning Crusade is very close to my heart because it's what I got started on. So it's exciting. Yeah.
Strange enough, your costume looks very much like your in-game character. So.
Yeah. It's true. I you know, I guess I just have a fascination with blonde characters, so it just kind of worked out in my favor.
So, you know, maybe a little bit too early to ask, but, you know, after going through everything you've done this year and, you know, what you've done in the previous years, and I'm sure looking forward to next year, are you kicking around any ideas of what you may want to cosplay as or, you know, what you really plan on doing, you know, 1 year from now?
Definitely. I really want to do Lady Nazgul. I forgot what instance she's in. But it was in Kata. It was one of the first ones that we did at our LAN party. And she's basically Lady Vash, but purple. So, and then she has, like, snake-like features on her face. And, you know, so I'm just kind of bouncing around ideas for that. And then I heard the Diablo might be a female. So that looks kind of fun. So somewhere in between there, but I really want to do an Undead Death Knight at some point. So
awesome.
I just got to sit down and figure out what I want to do.
Awesome. I'm sure we'll hear from you many more times between here and BlizzCon next year. So we're looking forward to seeing what you're going on. We're going to move over to Crystal and Chris. Now, is this your guys' first BlizzCon, or you guys have been here before? I can't remember.
Our fourth, I think.
Fourth BlizzCon. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, you know, talking to a lot of people are returning people to BlizzCon, who, you know, have been here quite a bit of times. As someone who's been here as many times as you have, what do you guys most look forward to while you're here at the convention?
The costumes, always. And to watch the dance contest, because it's always a laugh.
The people.
People watching,
people
definitely.
Nothing better than a bunch of hot, sweaty nerds crop dusting a convention center, right?
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
And your team.
Yeah, playing your team is definitely fun here.
Awesome. Now, you guys were at the convention center yesterday. What did you guys most enjoy out of day one?
The contest, the costume contest, and the dance contest.
Yeah, basically contests. I mean, walking around was fun and nice. I've only did the quest 1 year, and I won, which was cool, but I don't think I will ever do that again, ever. So that stuff has no appeal to me.
Now, without getting into any embarrassing specifics, last night we had a little bit of fun afterwards. But, you know, after the initial getting ready, I guess, what did we end up doing last night?
We partied like rock stars.
We crashed the curse party.
Man-child rules! Which party did we end up at?
Curse party.
Now, that party was kind of going off. It was awesome. Lots of
free booze,
which is always fantastic. Dancing, which, you know, always gets a lot easier when you've had a few.
Training DJs. Yeah, that was fun.
Exactly.
And watching people who can't dance.
Try to dance.
How much recovery time did you need today?
I only had 5 hours of sleep. I'm still ready to go. Two mimosas down.
Yeah, I'm not so much.
Needless to say, it's 3:30 and we just now left the hotel room, so we're finally getting down here. But, yeah, so we're getting ready. You guys excited to see the Foo Fighters?
Oh, yeah. We're starting a mosh pit, aren't we?
Yeah.
No mosh pits.
are you guys big Foo Fighters fans, or do you enjoy their music? I mean,
I enjoy their music, yeah.
Hey, you guys catch the latest album?
I don't buy music.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't feel like legitimizing the RAA by giving in to their terrorist threats. So anyway, but all right, that's good. Yeah, no, we should have a good time. We're getting ready to go. Real quick, going back to our first timers here. how do you guys feel about seeing the Foo Fighters? You guys excited?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's like one of the big draws of going this year, is being able to see that.
Now there's been a rich tradition at BlizzCon of having great acts, as we talked about last night, with, you know, Tenacious D and Ozzy Osbourne and Foo Fighters. Sean, what do you hope to, once the concert's over and said and done, what do you plan to take out of this weekend? What do you think you'll be talking about afterwards?
Well, you know, because we just moved here from the East Coast, and a lot of our friends have, you know, they'd never get to come out to stuff like this, so I'm sure my Facebook is going to be full of questions and, like, kind of getting to talk to everyone about it. So it's mostly just going to be a lot of, like, on forums and stuff, bullshitting with people.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it should be a good time. So we'll end it for now, and we'll pick this back up after we actually get back from the Foo Fighters. But should be a good show, I imagine, if it's anything like it was in the past. And we've actually got a huge after party tonight, so we'll check in later and see how everything went. It's times like these you give again. It's times like these you give again. we're back for the final segment of All the Things podcast. As you guys just heard, that was from the second day. Heard some lovely people from outside the Anaheim Convention Center under the BlizzCon sign. And now to fill you in with what happened after that night, because that was the grand party night. Shortly after that, we went to the Foo Fighters concert, and we saw Level 90 Elite Torrin Chieftain, now as they're called, as opposed to the artist formerly known as the artist formerly known as Level 80 Elite Torrin Chieftain. They decided to cut it down just a little bit because Samwise didn't want the title, didn't want it, the logo that close to his junk on the shirt. So they decided to shorten it down to Level 90 Elite Torrin Chieftain. We saw them, then the Foo Fighters came on. Dan took off because he had some drinking to do, and he takes his drinking seriously.
Don't fuck around when it comes to Budweiser, all right?
But I am a big Foo Fighters fan, so I stuck around, and I rocked out to the point where my pants almost came off. I wanted them to, but...
Too many children.
There's too many children. And I...
Gotta be in Vegas.
Exactly, and I don't need any felonies on my record, so...
Next year, if BlizzCon's in Vegas, you may or may not see Mike's junk.
Absolutely.
I'm making promises for him.
So it was a good show. BlizzCon has always had a great tradition of putting on great concerts, having very good acts booked for these shows, and the Foo Fighters was no exception. Before that, we saw Tenacious D. The year prior before that, we saw
the Prince of Fucking Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy motherfucking Osbourne. Now, Dan, we've recorded this. We recorded this interview earlier, and it was a real drunk interview. This is about right after we started pre-flighting. So
we crashed at that point, man. The pre-flight never made it off the ground. It was just beer, 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 whiskey, vodka, beer, whiskey, beer, champagne, mimosa, beer, 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 beer. Let's party.
So seeing as how we want to get some of you guys to like us because we'd like someone to listen to this podcast, we're going to cut that for now. However, if enough of you ask for it,
like 10,
If we get tens of fans and they like it enough, and you guys like this podcast enough, and we get enough user feedback, I may or may not start splicing these into our drunken recordings into a podcast. We've got at least two that I know that we can record, three.
We did a lot. I lost count. I don't know what was going on most of it. I apologize for anything I've said. If anything I say makes us lose fans, fuck you, we don't care.
So, back to what we previously recorded.
No fans.
Back to what we previously recorded. excuse me. Now, again, Dan's a Stark metal fan like I am, as Darren is as well. The most metal people I know.
You can't see it right now. Darren's taking off his shirt.
Yeah, this is the thing. This is the thing about recording audio is you can't see things. Now I know you have
a shirt to show me a death clock tattoo on his back because he's a mouse.
So, all right. So Dan is the two people who made our way into the pit, got up there, got ready to rock out. Essentially, we got through Level 90 Elite Torrin Chieftain. You've seen the
Featuring
Elite
Cannibal Corpse at one song. Granted, he only said about three words the whole time, but it was fucking worth it.
You've seen the Torrin Chieftain before. For this particular concert from them, what was your review?
They weren't bad. I mean, I personally liked them better before Ozzy. Granted, maybe that was the first time I saw them. Their songs were all right, as usual. You know, they were hilarious, always talking about how they had, like, no fans, and they really didn't give a rat's ass about the lack of fans that they had because they were having a party like nerds, and nerds don't care who they party with. Nerds just fucking party. And if you're a nerd and you don't party, you're not a nerd. You're a loser. But I love you.
It just goes back to Forever Alone. And, they cut a few songs out this year. They didn't do Rogues Do It From Behind. They didn't do the Death Knight song, if I'm not mistaken. They did do one that you and I particularly enjoyed. It was the Zerg Rush or something like that. Had a really cool kind of...
It had a very death metal beat to it.
Yeah, had a really cool kind of thing going. The lyrics were something to be desired, as most Level 90 Elite Torrin Chieftain songs do. But generally, it tended to have a pretty good riff to it.
Had there been a good crowd to it, the mosh would have been actually very good for that kind of a song. The beat was real heavy, real distorted, just death metal to the core, and it was badass.
So as Dan said, the lead singer of Cannibal Corpse came out and did essentially
Wrath of the Lord?
It was Power of the Horde.
Power of the Horde.
And essentially said four words the entire time, but he said them over and over again.
Earth, fire, something, and death.
Yeah. And that was cool. That was cool seeing that. I think it was a little bit lost in the crowd because there's not a lot of metal fans out there, so I don't think they were able to appreciate
metal fans. Cannibal Corpse doesn't fuck around, so when they announced that, me and Mike were, of course, fuck yeah, you know, horns up, screaming our ass off, and then we stop and we look around, and there's about 600 14-year-old girls and boys, mostly girls, because if you're 14, you're a girl, I'm sorry, just standing there, like, who's Cannibal Corpse? And I about lost my mind at that point. It was pretty bad.
Now, once Samwise, Mike Morheim, and the rest of the Elite Tour and Chieftains left the band, we stood around for what felt like about an hour and a half waiting for the roadies to set up for the Foo Fighters.
We needed to op-check the guitars 18 times apiece.
And I was not... how do I put this? I was not... I could not have been happier, actually, with that concert. But this is coming from a Foo Fighters fan. Dan, now you stuck around for about 5-6 songs. Now you're not a Foo Fighters fan, and that probably explains a lot of why you didn't stick around that long. But of what you saw so far, I mean, put yourself as someone who's never heard of the Foo Fighters, but someone who likes rock. I mean, was there something to at least enjoy for you?
They put on a great show. Granted, yes, I'm not a Foo Fighters fan. I can tolerate their music. I'll listen to their music. They're not bad by any means. They're a great band. Just not my particular style of music. The show had a lot of energy, a lot of crowd interaction. It was a great show if you like the Foo Fighters or if you like rock in general. It was a pretty good show. Me, one of the big reasons I left is that I don't deal well with crowds. So if I didn't have the music that I was into and I was sobering up because the roadies took so long, I needed beer. So I went and got beer. But otherwise, if you like the Foo Fighters, absolutely, $175 was definitely worth that show. That's what you would pay to be as close as we were.
By the way, quick disclaimer, we're not alcoholics, but we're getting there. So
you're on it, damn it, don't judge me.
So this is
judge me.
This was BlizzCon weekend, so there was a lot of alcohol flowing. If you are over the age of 21 or you have a great fake ID, just know that BlizzCon is a great place to, you know, hang out with a bunch of nerds.
I've been part of once at BlizzCon. Don't say that.
and the best part is that Darren shaved his mustache, so that's the fact that he didn't get carded is surprising.
Amazing.
So, yeah, so that was kind of it.
No Shave November's coming up. I'm going to back.
That
was horrible. Yeah!
And that was the first ever high five on this podcast.
One.
Yeah.
One fan.
You totally didn't miss the first time.
No, that was a warm-up. It was like the practice swings at the batter's mound.
When you go to do a high five, you have to watch the elbows. That's how you do it.
I didn't. I watched his tits.
They are very succulent, so I can't fault you on that. To go back to what we were talking about, though, as a Foo Fighters fan, I really enjoyed the concert myself. They played everything I wanted them to play. They played a set list that was, I mean, including encore, approaching probably 2 hours. It was probably, I mean, if I were to be conservative about it, I'd say it was probably about an hour and a half, but it was between an hour and a half and 2 hours. So
I announced at 8:45 and didn't see anybody who was still at the concert until at least 10:15, 10:20, and that's being very conservative about it.
And that's great because when Ozzy came out a couple years ago, he played eight songs, maybe nine, but probably eight.
It may have been nine with the encore. I can't quite remember.
But it was definitely not as long. When Tenacious D played a pretty big set, actually, but it doesn't feel like it was as long as the Foo Fighters this year.
The 100% lack of crowd interaction with that was just, I think it made it seem really quick because there was no, normally, you know, in a concert, you've got they'll play a song, they'll be like, fuck yeah, crowd, go crazy, and like, yeah, I love you, and thank you, and, you know, buy our shit, and I'll sign your tits and shit, and they didn't do that at all.
So, all right, so that was it for the concert again. We went out, we had a great time afterwards, saw some good friends. In fact, the vast majority of the people you heard in the previous segments, we were pretty much partying with all weekend. Great weekend, fantastic. If you get a chance to come out to BlizzCon, it is highly recommended. Whether you kind of like Blizzard or you like one Blizzard game, there's something for everyone, and you're really going to enjoy it. I've been to BlizzCon. This is my fifth year now. Dan, this is your, again, third consecutive BlizzCon. And to be honest, we've kind of gotten bored with World of Warcraft. I've played for... I've Yeah, well, kind of being bored means we fucking got the hell out. Dan and I actually probably played pretty nonstop for at least 6 years.
I played nonstop for 6 years, other than, you know, being out of country a few times for months and months and months and months.
And I would say personally that my account was probably active for at least 6.5, maybe 7 years. So yeah. pretty close to a long fucking time. And you know, there will always be a soft place in my heart for World of Warcraft, but you can only play it so many times before doing the same thing just kind of tends to wear you out. So, you know, we've moved on to greener pastures. We've gotten into tabletop RPGs. RTS, I'm sorry. Tabletop, well, turn-based strategy, actually. It's not real-time strategy.
So, tabletop games.
Yeah,
fuck you.
Tabletop.
Warhammer 40K.
And we're kind of, you know, we like the sci-fi, and there's orcs. And there's Space Marines, and there's like 15 different armies you can play as. What's not to love about it? But we'll bore you with more Warhammer 40K on later podcasts. So for the two of you that are now listening still, hopefully.
Just how many high fives we have now.
Sadly, it's only between the two of us.
We're changing this. Mike, you've said nothing.
All right, three. I guess that's notable.
Oh, I don't think anyone's listening to hear us high-five each other all over the place.
Now that we got that out of our system,
all the fives.
Now that we've got all the fives out of the way. All right, well, we're gonna call it now for the All the Things podcast. If you guys enjoyed what you were listening to and you want to hear more, stay tuned for more. Hopefully this will be up on iTunes. You'll probably hear this from Katie's Twitch channel. You may have gotten to this from people's Twitter feeds. I won't give out the names yet.
A horrible left turn at the wrong light.
But anyways, if you'd like to hear more from this podcast, follow me personally on Twitter. We'll have our own Twitter up soon enough for the podcast itself. But for now, follow me on Twitter, and you can find me at Mike_FURRH. That's my Twitter account. Follow me. You'll probably get a whole bunch of other shit of things you don't care about, mostly work-related stuff to me. But this will be a good way so that you can hear updates about more episodes of the podcast coming out, who will be on the podcast, what random bullshit we just happen to be fucking doing that week, whatever it is. Follow us on Twitter. And if you'd like to email us, and I will tell you this right now, there's nothing more that I want than emails to come flooding through. If you guys have questions about anything, if you guys want to tell us anything, if you guys want to shit talk us, we will call you out over the digital airwaves.
And if you listen again, you can't respond this time. So you better get it all in one email.
It better be brutal and straight to the fucking point. If you would like to email us, the email address is allthepodcast@gmail.com. Not 12F Cali like we talked about.
That's Dan's personal. So if you're looking for a party time, 12fcali@gmail.com.
Anyways, go to allthepodcast.com for all questions, shit talkings, whatever you have to tell us.
Phrases, accolades, internet coupons, spam.
No, you leave the fucking spam out of this. I don't want any fucking spam.
Pills. I'm going to instantly regret. I already regret saying that.
No, I have one thing to say is, when you're talking about the email, I know we were discussing this earlier. We were trying to figure out what email we're actually going to have. We were going through a bunch of different names. Is this all the things one word, or is it periods in between?
No, it's all the podcast, actually.
One word, no periods. No S in a podcast. It's podcast.
I'm going to let you guys know a little secret. I don't even know if you know this, but there's a lot of fucking meme nerds on the internet. So there's some asshole, if not 1,000, because this is exactly what we just did.
We spent half a fucking hour trying to get an all the something.
Yeah. Going into Gmail and trying to find an email address that would work. So we ran in there. It was like all period the period. Things, period, or whatever.
All the employees,
all the pod.
All the 12F females.
All the 12F Callies. We're trying to come up with something to do, and somehow, all one word, all the podcast worked for us. So, you know, you could call all the's a nickname. I don't fucking know. Whatever you guys want to call it, I don't really care. You can call it Shitcast. Doesn't mean anything to me.
I like that.
Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of Shitcast. My name is Mike. I'm just kidding.
Everything sounds like shit.
Oh, South Park references for the win.
Nerd.
we don't close this off soon, this is going to go on until we die of old age.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's nobody listening to us now.
If you are still listening to us, you deserve a medal. You can take psychological torture.
Actually,
feel free to send us an email if you want to.
If you make it this far, you tell me when you stop listening.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to put the challenge out to you. If you made it this far and you want your name or Twitter address or whatever, if you want a quick shout out on this podcast,
any 10-word message, you tell me to say. As long as you can give me the key word. A penis plant.
Yeah, here's the challenge we put out to you. If you write an email to our email address, allthepodcast@gmail.com, Dan will say any 10-letter phrase you want him to say, regardless. If you want him to spend that 10 letters talking about what a pretty princess he is, he'll say it. It doesn't matter what it is. He will say it. You will get a shout out. And invite your friends to listen. Hopefully you guys liked what you heard so far, because there are many more to come from here. And like we said before, the best stuff comes when we just sit around and talk. So hopefully we'll have a little bit more to say about, you know, whatever. To give you guys a little idea, what do we have coming out this week? We got Battlefield 3 is coming out this week.
Battlefield 3 is coming out. Oh,
there's going to be a lot to talk about next weekend.
Oh, yeah. That Planet Tribe Ascension beta. We're all pre-registered for Old Republic. It's going to be an expensive end of the year.
If you guys are interested in Dota-style games, I'm trying to get into the Smite beta. If you're familiar with that one, it's the high-res Dota-style one, the third-person one.
Oh,
so if I get into that, I'll let you know how that goes.
That's the one with all the gods and stuff, right?
Yeah. They just released a new one, Raw, so that's pretty badass.
Yeah. There's a lot of good stuff coming out this week. We're going to have a lot to talk about next week. So, you know, Dan and I living our sad, pathetic lives of sitting around and painting little
Warhammer minis and watching Doctor Who.
Painting Warhammer minis. And actually, you know what? If I get back on the bandwagon this week, maybe we'll talk Doctor Who. I don't know. We'll find something.
Get back on the bandwagon.
I'm jumping on the bandwagon.
You have 3 episodes, I can tell you what goes on. So we can have a legitimate discussion about what goes on. And if you leave me hanging again with these horrible Doctor Who-y blue balls like the TARDIS, I'm going to TARDIS you to death. And Mike is very confused. He has not said anything. So I think for the last 10 seconds, it'll just be Mike talking. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Actually, I think I blushed a little bit from that one. So, all right, guys.
I win.
That's it for this week's edition of the podcast. Again, if you are one of those people who stuck around, what is
Mike?
Mike.
Not you, Mike. That Mike.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. You know what? They fucked this up.
No, you fucked this up. Specific.
All right, other Mike, you got 10 seconds to go, and I'm going to count you off on my fingers. Ready, set, go.
Wow, he seemed very modest when he said that. I'm not really sure how to respond. There's a lot of pressure going on here, but I think to sum it all up, all the things.
Is that all you say?
Yeah, that's how you got it within 10 seconds. That's great. You should be working in television. So you got her email address, you got her Twitter. We're gonna leave you alone finally. You guys can go back to whatever the hell it is you do, you're fapping. But if for any reason you're still around and
you're fapping and listening to this, I feel sorry for you. I really do.
I'm flattered.
We're going to leave you guys alone, and if you want to stick around after this podcast, we actually have the session that we put together where we actually came up with the idea for this. And it's a lot of us sitting around at a table at a Denny's just bullshitting. But, you know,
if you made it this far, you'll make it through that.
Yeah.
Usually we're a lot more drunk. So actually, it's a lot better.
Needless to say, since we're not trying to, you know, pander to anyone, it's probably a little bit more interesting to listen to. So, yeah. All right. Well, anyways, that does it for this week's edition of the All the Things podcast from Orange County, California. This is Mike with
Dan.
Darren.
Mike.
Saying goodbye, and we'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening.
God damn you.
Just in case there's anything good.
I'm a tuner. I'm a tuner.
No, I'm going to say none of the things.
Darren just went from social butterfly to awkward penguin. He says none of the things.
I really think I'm going to kill myself now.
Welcome to All the Things podcast, where we talk about...
If you're listening to this, this was the birth time of All the Things, the podcast.
Thank you for whoever came up that with the original All the Things guy, because fuck you.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You just launched a long and very lucrative podcast career, or a very short and tragic podcast career.
Did you Google that before?
Yeah.
Was it taken?
Nope. There's a podcast called All Things Podcast, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't mean all the things. So
I don't care. It's ours. If we get enough listeners and they want a bitch, we'll change the name.
Yeah.
We'll call it Fuck Your Things Podcast.
Fuck all your moms.
Burn down all the things cast.
Kill.
Kill the things cast.
Kill the people's cast.
Kill the cast.
All the memes cast.
Kill the cast. I like that.
So all the things podcast or all the things cast?
All the things cast. Anything. I think it should be good. Kill all the casts. Or burn down the casts. Mm.
Top all the charts.
Forever alone. BlizzCon recovery day, by the way. I got fucked.
You still calling all the payphones in the area?
No. Yeah, I was looking at what SLA.
Did none of them work?
SLH. I can't remember. What in Rancho would be SLH?
I don't know.
Santa Margarita Lake?
Why
SLH? SLC pod or SLC payphone?
SLH.
We're gonna call Heroin Bob.
She's in the parking lot.
That's right.
If you're curious, my truck's name is Heroin Bob. She's a saint. Don't you ever insult her. She'll run you down.
Now, it works.
Now that you're all on, now that you're all in on the inside joke, take a second, think about it, and then laugh.
What'd be funny is if I called it and someone picked up and I'm.
Do it. And try
I'm like,
it.
Hey, what's the payphone?
Call all the payphones.
Dude, call SLH payphone and say, describe to me what's around you. This is very important.
562.
Where's 562?
Long Beach. Apparently it's not in service.
I want my Grand Sandwich.
Me too.
Before I eat all the things.
I want my country fried cheesy burger.
Can I just stop that?
Country fried steak and eggs.
I got country fried steak and eggs.
What'd he get? He got the same fucking thing. Remember, because you needed to make all the decisions content. I hate my life so much. Damn it.
Damn.
How does every one of the 7 payphone phone numbers we have been changed?
I don't think they've been changed. I think they've been disconnected. No one uses it anymore.
Grapus, we live in this glorious... Yeah.
Grapus, sorry.
We live in this glorious era of cell phones. Podcast. Why do you keep saying podcast? I'm so excited about this now. All the things.
Wait, is this vegan?
Yes.
Call all the crackheads.
We're calling. Damn it.
Damn it.
Now we have to... You know what we have to do next weekend? At some point? Even if it's a drunken stumble? We have to go to every phone we can find and write down the phone number. And then, brilliant idea for a special cast. If we get... You know, enough followers, we will release the addresses of the phones we have in a time. And anybody who can get on one of those phones when it rings can be part of the podcast.
That's the greatest idea ever. It's like a call-in plan. Yeah.
There's like lines for payphones.
That would be... Everyone's if I get famous, that's what I'm going to do.
That sounds going to be very bad.
No. No. It could be
Walmart,
nothing but glorious.
You know what, you know,
but a bunch of, I'm assuming, nerds.
Yeah.
More than likely.
If we're nerds, our followers are probably nerds. All on a payphone at the same time, podcast. I'm in very bad
rage.
You know what exactly. I like? You know what I like about this is that Penny Arcade did a podcast where they basically sit around and they come up with all these ideas and they eventually are what they turn into their actual comics.
We love you, Penny.
We're kind of like that, except none of this is going to happen. So
this is going to sit on someone's hard drive for the next 4 years. We'll eventually post it, and one of us will be trying to run for office and it'll be held against
go
us.
Go fuck yourself.
So if this becomes popular,
fuck all the things.
Like, this becomes popular. With our reference to Penny Arcade, does this movie get free tickets to PAX?
God, I hope so. I love
PAX
your Penny Arcade.
Awesome.
Have my babies.
Mm.
All the PAX. All the Warhammer.
Attend all the PAX. You know we've lost like anyone who thought about listening to this right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they're done.
Because they're like, after they said all far, the whatever 3 minutes, 3 times, I was done. Idiots.
If anybody's listening to this... Maybe one person's mom. Hi, so-and-so's mom. You feel bad for us? Please bring more Hot Pockets.
Remember, like I said, if you're listening to this...
So we can... Never mind.
We already said it. If you're listening to this, it's because you're already famous, and it's one of those ones we just threw out there.
You
no,
were
I've got... No,
fan.
You have to... No, you got to understand. I got a bunch of drunk recordings from this weekend that are going on
I
there.
Know. I was there.
No, but I got
no,
more.
Oh,
you're
more.
Right. We don't have any...
He drunkenly interviewed me in the parking garage, and...
No, that's actually going on.
I was
that
less
was
coherent
legit.
Than you were watching the dude get wheeled out on a gurney. All right. I was
happened?
Thrashed.
Yeah, that was... No, that was actually a legit interview. We're going to use that.
What happened?
Great. Doing this, this actually... If you don't know this, we're recording this on a filthy iPhone. But the recording quality on iPhone is amazing.
iPhones rule.
It's great. It's fucking crisp. It's better than when we try to do the in the house with the no shit microphones and headphones.
And the best part is this doesn't crash while we record.
Yeah, this doesn't crash.
You've been recording this conversation
the entire time, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. So welcome to the podcast, Mike.
Candid podcast.
Yeah. So of all the podcasts I ever listened to, I think the best ones are usually when people just sit around and talk.
Outside of baseball.
Right on.
You get the most honesty and you get the most. Yeah.
All the alcohol.
That's where you get to hear all the comedy.
Why you no stop?
Did you get him while I was calling all those payphones too?
Yes. Why do you think I was being very descriptive? You just thought it was kind of weird that you'd like open up in front of it. All right, well, we're calling the Taco Bell payphone. Moron.
Do you know what
that's Taco Bell and Rancho Santa Margarita.
I don't know what that was.
Look up, I'm not affiliated with any.
Actually, I take that back. That's RSM?
It's RSM Taco Bell.
Okay, I was thinking Mission Viejo.
Wait, where's the payphone by RSM Taco Bell?
Outside.
Maybe that's why it's disconnected.
Someone stole it.
Sorry.
Dude, I would steal a payphone. Put it up in my room.
We should do a secret road trip.
Oh, I got too drunk to steal a BlizzCon sign. I'm sorry.
We tried.
No, it was a payphone on my store.
Does it work?
Yeah.
We'll be using that.
I'll be outside.
Oh, food's here.
Hey, I'm going to turn this off because I want to eat all the foods. So, yeah.